Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I'm here with my good friend, Sean Casey, who is a registered dietitian and a physical prep coach. And today we are going to talk about how medication depletes the essential nutrients in our body. So welcome, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a sunny day here in Wisconsin, so I'm ready to rock and roll and have a great conversation.
Awesome. I'm excited. So lots of great information. So tell me, I know that in the pharmacy, I come across this all of the time when I'm dispensing medications and recommending supplements to people. How do you come across this in your practice out of hometown pharmacy?
So within hometown pharmacy, I do a lot of education within the community. So talking with be it school groups, police, EMS, firefighters, churches, community groups, all the above. And it's fun because it's a chance of educating, letting people know how can we get healthy? How can we improve quality health? And I find that one of the lowest hanging fruits that we can do is to educate people on how different pharmaceutical drugs deplete nutrients within the body. And it's actually kind of interesting. I find everyone kind of goes through three distinct stages when I'm sharing this with them. First, they're kind of shocked, like, whoa, are you telling me that your this medication is depleting something in my body? And then they're kind of always like a little bit mad, like, my gosh, like, why hasn't anyone told me about this before? But it's always fun because they get excited at the end when we can let them know that, hey, we can actually improve some of these side effects that you're having and potentially eliminate a lot of medications you're on just by kind of identifying these prescriptions, the nutrients they deplete, and how it affects their body. And I'm not sure about yourself, Courtney. I'm sure you see this all the time in the pharmacy where somebody gets on one medication, they start having side effects, they get on another medication, then another medication, becomes like this escalating pyramid. So I always tell people, if you have to be on that baseline medication, understand, I'm not here to say medications are good, bad, evil, or anything of that nature, but if we can shore up those nutrient deficiencies, we can eliminate a lot of added prescriptions as well as improve quality of overall health.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what I see every day in the pharmacy as I'm sending baskets of drugs down. And it's the same thing. You see one drug being dispensed and then the next thing you see them growing and you're looking at it like, hey, what the heck's going on here? And it is, people absolutely are prescribed medications for side effects, you know, on the daily. And it's maddening as a pharmacist, especially when you know it's preventable. And the worst is when you try to have that interjection conversation with somebody, you know, sometimes it's very well received. And just like you said, you know, sometimes people are like, well, why wasn't I told? And then it's like that transition of like, yes, well, thank you so much for telling me. Oh my gosh. And then I'll recommend and hey, let me know how you make out with this. Keep me posted. And, you know, and then there's the people that all of a sudden almost have a bad attitude and are angry and they don't want the supplement and they're going to go talk to their doctor about it. And, you know, I know as well as you know, as they're going to go mention it to their doctor and their doctor's just going to be like, you know, most of them are just going to shrug their shoulders because if, you know, if they were in the right space of letting a person know that being on a lot of the medications we're going to talk about today, the ones that are no-brainers, absolutely. When you are on this medication, you need to be on this medication. You know, it's maddening as a practitioner, but it is so very rewarding and exciting when people are receptive to it. And then they come back and thank you for how good they're feeling or a symptom that they were having from a medication. And they actually tried the supplement and they were like, hey, wow, those cramps in my legs are gone. Oh my gosh, I have so much more energy. Hey, my gut isn't bloated anymore. You know, all of these things. So, you know, I'm excited to share this information with people today too.
No,
and that's the fun thing is little changes that can have big effects and overall impact people's life, you know. And the one that I find a lot of people are on, I'm sure I've seen it within the pharmacy world, but statins.
Absolutely. That is probably number one. I would say statins and antibiotics are the first two that red flag me, but statins, number one. And it's crazy how uneducated people are. And it's amazing how great a good CoQ10 supplement will work on somebody with a statin. And I always say to people, okay, CoQ10. For those of you that don't know what CoQ10 is, it's an enzyme that our body naturally produces, and it is amazing for our heart to function properly. We need CoQ10 for our heart to do what it needs to do. So when we take a medication that actually uses that drug to metabolize it, we're not getting the proper enzymes that we need to our heart to function. So most people, as you know, come and they say they have either leg cramps or they're feeling, sluggish. I feel like I need an afternoon nap. I'll hear from people. I don't know if you hear, any other side effects, but they're like the two main ones I hear. And I always say to people, I always recommend it, right? I have a note on their bag at the register to interject, to either talk to me or to, one of my staff members, hey, are you taking a CoQ10 supplement? And I feel like it's so amazing, because I feel like the people that have leg cramps are the lucky ones, because they're the ones who take the intervention and take the information and run with it. And then, maybe they'll come back to me a week later and say, oh my gosh, I've been having these weird cramps for the 10 years that I've been on this medication. I can't believe they're gone. Where the people that are not having side effects from statins, they're almost like silently damaging their heart because they're not giving their heart what it needs to function. And they might say, no, I'm fine. I don't need to take that. And like, are you seeing these things in your practice?
And I see a lot of the same things. And what I always find, even with people who are like, oh, I don't really notice something, here's where I usually find it resonates with them.
So I always explain to them that CoQ10 is just an electrician in your body. It's supplying energy to every cell within your body. And so when you're taking, for those listening not familiar how the statins work in your body, basically shuts something off called HMG-CoA. And this is a big, long pathway. And not only does this shut off cholesterol production, it also shuts off the production of CoQ10. And so this is where it's fun. I do a lot of physical training with people. And most people who are on statins, they think the fact that they don't have the energy that they used to have, that they have more muscle aches and pains that they used to have, they think that's just a sign of getting older.
Exactly. Age. I'm old. I'm supposed to feel that way.
Yeah. And that's why I always tell people, you're feeling old simply because you've turned off 85% of the electricity in your body now because you don't have CoQ10. And so that's how I always make the connection. And being, I'm a foodie at heart. I'm always going to be a dietitian, but I also know if you're trying to get CoQ10 from food supplies, you're having to eat a boatload plus probably 5 more pounds of like chicken liver or beef heart, or, it's one of those things that you're not going to get from your food supply. And literally just adding in a CoQ10 supplement has very profound effects, not only on energy levels, but, the muscle aches and pains, things of that nature. You mentioned the cramps as well. So that is one that we are definitely looking at the same page on.
That's awesome. And I know, and it's so important, just looking at, not even CoQ10, just looking at everything and even taking a step back and a little bit off topic is just looking at that cellular level at the, mitochondrial function. I don't mean to like geek out on people that aren't clinicians, that are just, the general population listening, but so many things that we're like seeing and hearing, even people that have, issues from long-term COVID issues, like we're starting to find out that damage at the cellular level, like everything starts at the cellular level. Everything starts in our gut microbiome, and treating things at that level is so, so super important. And these enzymes that our body naturally produce and are intended to do these great things for our body, if we don't have enough of them, our body's just not going to work the way that they do. And I love the way that you break down supplements and use the electrician and the firefighters. And I can't wait for all those to come through. They make my heart so happy.
Those always work together. The other one's statins. There's more research coming out showing statins on that same pathway where you get cholesterol. On one of those branches that comes off that pathway is even vitamin K2. For those not familiar with it, vitamin K2 is responsible for helping to kind of take calcium from your blood and push it into your bones, kind of like a bulldozer in that way. And so there's more, some neat research now showing that statins could actually increase calcification of certain part of your artery. So that's always one that I'll do education on as well. And I almost feel like when it comes to prescription medications, the other one that I always find, if people's on a statin, another one that is almost always with that is metformin. And metformin is another one that affects so many people with, you know, metabolic disease, you know, as it's that first line defender for the first time someone gets, you know, diabetes, that they're on it. And that one I always find fascinating. So one of the things that metformin depletes in the body is vitamin B12. And we know that vitamin B12 is responsible for maintaining nerve health, plays a big role. And so it's ironic because one of the downstream effects of diabetes is nerve damage, neuropathy. And so although metformin does a great job reducing blood sugars, it actually speeds up that nerve degeneration. So that is the other one that your B12 from food or taken as part of a multivitamin or B complex can be really impactful.
Absolutely. That is a big one. And you know, so many things. And, you know, metformin, we could do a whole nother podcast on metformin and, you know, and, you know, the necessity of metformin and how we can do things lifestyle, you know, without metformin. But when people are on, you know, the definitely a lot of the side effects that come along with it as well. So important to supplement with B vitamins. I always like to, if they're not just doing like a B12, even doing like a methylated B complex, just to make sure that people are getting the most absorbable form of, you know, of their B supplement, because, you know, sometimes people can't break it down properly, methylate it properly. So I always like to recommend that. Again, like we talked about at the beginning, the quality of supplements, you know, we want to always encourage people that, you know, just to always go to your healthcare practitioner and make sure you're getting the best quality of a supplement so that it's actually working and what is on that label is actually what's happening, you know, in your body.
100%. And so it's interesting too with metformin, because now in the anti-aging communities, a lot of people are taking B12, even if they don't have diabetes, they're taking B12 or not B12, metformin for anti-aging benefits. And I was like, whoa, like if you're gonna do that, that's one thing, but I'm like, you got to make sure you're taking these nutrients with it. Otherwise you're literally, your goal is to be anti-aging and you're literally having the opposite effect if you're having the nerve damage.
Absolutely. And, you know, not to mention whenever you're putting a medication in your body with chemicals in it, which kind of leads to the next, you know, medication is, you know, when you're really, you know, doing your gut microbiome a disservice when you're taking a medication in, because, you know, it affects your toxic load and it messes with your gut microbiome. So, you know, a big thing that I deal with patients in the pharmacy is proton pump inhibitors. So medications for acid reflux, when we're talking about things like Prilosec and Prevacid, they're the two biggest ones I know that we dispense in the pharmacy. And I know that even running a report, I don't know how many years ago it was, and out of the many, many drugs we dispensed, Prilosec was the number one. And, you know, I think it's a terrible, horrible drug. There, I said it. I'm a pharmacist and I said it. I think it's horrible for people to take proton pump inhibitors. You know, they're great drugs for short-term use if people are having an acute issue, whether it's an ulcer or something like that. It really can help, you know, decrease that acid and prevent that reflux. But what it does is it decreases your stomach acid. So what you're looking at is, you know, the acid in your stomach is being depleted. So you're not really absorbing your foods properly, because we want high acid in our stomach to actually, you know, do the right things with our foods, our micronutrients, our minerals. We don't want it obviously in our esophagus coming up into, you know, into our mouth, causing that heartburn, causing that reflux disease. But in addition to, you know, creating that malabsorption, now we're also looking at it depleting our body's minerals and vitamins as well.
No, it's so critical.
And when I'm talking with people, I was explaining it, like that acid in your stomach is literally like a saw. It's responsible for kind of helping, you know, kind of cutting the vitamins and minerals off the food that you're eating, kind of putting them into usable forms that your body can actually absorb and utilize. And beyond that, even beyond just the nutrients, that acid is critically important for Getting rid of bacteria, you know, strains coming in. That acid helps kind of neutralize a lot of the bad guys coming from a virus standpoint. And then the other thing that acid is for is cutting up your protein. So it helps to kind of unwind that protein. That way you can better absorb it in your small intestine. So when you're taking those PPIs, it affects so many different things. You know, one story that I can even think about it on my side was one of my family members. When I came back from when COVID happened, when I had come back from international travels with work, I had a family member who he was anemic, and this individual eats red meat on a daily basis. Like, he has a lot of iron in his thing. We started going through his medication list, and lo and behold, he was on a PPI. He had been on a PPI for 7 years. So just crazy. And so, yeah, that is another one that anyone who's on an PPI, we work hard to get them off PPIs as quick as possible. And then also making sure that we're adding additional amounts of vitamins, minerals, things of that nature to account for the depletions that will cause in the body.
Absolutely. And this is one of my big, and I mean, we could talk about it for such a long time. I'm very passionate about getting people off of proton pump inhibitors because, again, like you said, 7 years, and that's cake. I mean, I've seen people that have been on them for, you know, 20 years plus, and it's just, it's so, you know, you can't even imagine what's going on in the gut microbiome and, you know, just kind of what's causing that imbalance in there and how their whole GI system isn't functioning properly. So really important to take probiotics as well, you know, in addition to supplementing even just a good multi-mineral and multivitamin, because it really is depleting so much. There's not even like, you know, there's the targeted minerals that we look at, like the B vitamins and then minerals like magnesium. But, you know, in general, just depleting everything and just not our bodies not being able to absorb. So, you know, that's a big one.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's almost a perfect
segue to another one that I see on our side often, my mouth community or within the pharmacy. I'm sure you see on your side. But what about antibiotics? How does that affect everything?
Exactly. And for me, I stalk people with antibiotics. I'm a stalker. Anybody that goes, I make it a policy in the pharmacy. I have a hard halt on the cash register. I have notes on bags. It is essential for anybody that's picking up an antibiotic for them to get offered a probiotic. You know, one round of antibiotics in a recent study just showing that one round of antibiotics can pretty much destroy your gut microbiome for up to a year. It could take to get back to normal. And they might be more mild symptoms. It could be a little constipation, a little diarrhea, but it could be something more severe as, you know, just an overall leaky gut, or even, you know, leading to more severe things like C. diff, you know, a complete overgrowth of bacteria in the body, not to mention fungus, other things, and just kind of destroying that. I always say it's like our gut's like a rainforest, and it takes so many years to build it up to get it to where it's functioning properly and we're absorbing things properly. And just one round can destroy that. So essentially supplementing with a probiotic to replace the good bacteria, because the antibiotic will wipe out all the bacteria in our gut, and some of that bacteria is good and we need it to function properly. So basically putting the good bacteria in with a very broad spectrum probiotic, especially one that contains Saccharomyces boulardii, that's very important when taking an antibiotic, and you know, and supplementing, and then also making sure you're taking it apart from the antibiotic, because when you take them, you know, in the same time range, you want to space it out by 2 to 3 hours, because, you know, the antibiotic will try to attack the good bacteria in the probiotic as well.
The gut microbiome is so fascinating, and I literally feel like your gut affects everything in your body.
Absolutely. You know, the whole brain, gut, mind connection, it's 100% accurate. I don't know the exact percentages. I think it's something like 90% of your body's serotonin lives in your gut. And I believe it's like 85% of your body's immune system lives in your gut. So if your gut isn't healthy, it's signaling all parts of your body and creating inflammation and, you know, horrible things to happen all around your body. And it all stems from the gut. Creating that gut, that happy balance in the gut, can prevent so much inflammation and disease that occurs throughout the body.
That's always a big one. I'm trying to think. The other big ones that I see on our side are like blood pressure medications. Data can affect a lot of nutritions. This is one when I'm talking with community groups that I always find they're surprised about. I'll always ask them, you know, when I'm talking about magnesium. Magnesium is such a powerhouse from a nutrient standpoint in terms of it does over 600 different reactions in the body. But I always ask people, how many people here have, again, because we were talking about like how you're on one medication, depletes and you get on this escalating thing. So magnesium is something that's depleted by blood pressure medication, specifically some of your diuretics. And so I always think about like, how many people in our society does this describe? Trouble sleeping, slightly anxious, slightly elevated blood pressure, and then potentially muscle cramps, migraines, or restless legs.
Everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
If not one, more than one, you know?
Yeah, usually you have about 4 or 5 symptoms of those. And, you know, if you get on, say, a diuretic, and also you start having all these other issues, you could theoretically, just based off what magnesium does in your body, that could jump you on 5 or 6 more medications. Or we can just address the root cause, like, hey, maybe for whatever reason you have to be on this medication, well, let's make sure we get that magnesium in you that this medication is depleting. That way we don't have all those other downstream side effects.
Absolutely. And it's so important. And again, like you said, that I feel like blood pressure is where everybody starts. It's like, that's where they start. They're just on this low dose for their blood pressure because it was a little off. And then the next thing you know, a year later, it's 3 scripts. And then 5 years later, it's 7 scripts. And you're like, how is this person now on like antidepressants and a laundry list of things that are like, wow, when did this happen? You know, and what's causing all of it? But you know, magnesium is an awesome supplement. We could probably do a whole podcast just on magnesium and how, actually I did do a podcast on magnesium and it's really fascinating. I won't go too much into detail, but you know, also using the right kind of magnesium, you know, there's so many different forms of magnesium that are specifically kind of designated for different conditions. But my two of my favorites, my first favorite is just a reacted magnesium, which has 2 different forms of magnesium in it, but it's broken down to the most absorbable form, which we always want to do because, you know, we want our body to absorb it quickly. We want it to work. And then it mimics our body's natural form. And it doesn't cause, some people can have stomach issues from magnesium. If they don't take the right kind, they can cause diarrhea. But my favorite fun fact that I learned doing a podcast a while back is that transdermal magnesium is the best absorbed through actually the bottom of your feet. It's the most, it hits the cellular level. I don't know if this is a fun fact that I'm wowing you with right now.
I know this.
I was wowed too. It's a, you have to check out the podcast. What my guest actually created this brand of magnesium to fix her own health, but it was through a liquid magnesium and it's a foot soak and it's best absorbed through the bottom of your feet. And it's where magnesium most hits the cellular level in your body and causes the most reaction and works the best. And not just even through your skin in general, but specifically the bottom of your feet, looking at it like they did a study where they checked it out if you were taking, where you were bathing in it, or if you were dipping your feet in it in a soak. And the people that dipped their feet, actually their levels and their improvement and their symptoms were better than the people bathing, because the people that were bathing, their feet were kind of like out of the water, not for the whole like half hour bath, where the foot bath was like steadily in the bottom of their feet, where in the tub, their feet were out and they weren't getting the full amount through the bottom of their feet. So it was actually a pretty cool podcast and like something I learned and never knew as a pharmacist for how many years. So fun fact of the day.
While we're doing fun facts on magnesium, some food sources that are super high in magnesium. Are you a fan of pumpkin seeds by chance?
I am.
So pumpkin seeds are crazy, crazy rich in magnesium.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's probably the most concentrated source. So I always tell people like, hey, maybe you don't want to swallow pills, things of that nature, grabbing like a quarter cup of magnesium, or that'd be a lot of magnesium. You'd be flushing your systematic quarter cup of your magnesium.
Let me put my brains out.
I was going to say, it not only will get magnesium in your body, but it'll get that colonoscopy ready for you tomorrow too. It's like a colon prep. But I was going to say, you know, having say a quarter cup of pumpkin seeds a day can get a lot of magnesium. I want to say it's roughly about 150 milligrams, if I'm thinking right off the top of my head. But you get 150, you know, per ounce. So that's a really good source of magnesium. And then like your dark leafy greens is another source of magnesium. That works really well is too. So yeah, so that's the nice thing is just being able to get whatever the method is, making sure you're getting that magnesium in your body. And here's the thing, even if somebody is not on blood pressure medication that's depleting or one of the other medications that depletes it, you're at 70% of the adult population fails to get enough magnesium just from diet alone, even if we're not accounting for the nutrient induction. So that's a really big one.
Absolutely. I feel like that's definitely one of my, you know, when people are, if people were like, hey, give me your top five supplements and it needs to, you know, give me your top five suggestions, you know, without looking at like blood work or, you know, any kind of labs, you know, most people don't have enough magnesium. It's utilized for so many things. And, you know, it really, you know, almost, I want to say in most of the population wouldn't hurt somebody to put them on a magnesium supplement. It can only do great things. So I totally agree with you on that. And just, you know, people, you know, in general, I'm always a big proponent. And obviously you are as a nutritionist, dietitian to say, you know, we want most of our nutrition, most of our micronutrients, minerals, we want them to come from our nutrition, you know, from the foods that we eat. But, you know, like we always talk about, it's really hard to get to those daily quantities of many of the foods that are good that we need at certain levels. You know, a big one we always talk about is omega, you know, unless we're like eating, you know, our sardine, anchovy and mackerel pizza 5 days a week, you know, it's just we're just not getting enough omega, and you just need a supplement with something good, or, you know, just to make up, or even fiber, things that just the amount that we're supposed to have as our daily quantity, you know, to get from nutrition is just really, really hard. We have to be eating a whole lot of stuff to get through, you know, that's just not practical. But, you know, as always, it's best to get things from nutrition. And who knew pumpkin seeds? I'm excited for that. I love pumpkin seeds. I love when like carving the pumpkin and then putting like cinnamon on them and like baking them in the oven. So yummy. It's not that time of year at all, but I'm excited.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it.
And then like last but not least, to all my ladies.
Oral contraceptives.
Yes. I will let our listeners in on our inside joke. I steal posts from Sean on Facebook all the time. As you can hear, he has a plethora of knowledge, and I will see a post on Facebook and I'm like, oh, I really need to tell my peeps about this. So, you know, I'm not a total plagiarizer. I mean, I totally like change some stuff around. I would totally not just copy and paste the whole post. So the one day I switched it and I started it with to all my ladies. And well, as you can tell, it was Sean texted me that day. He's like, all right, to all my ladies. So anyway, to make a long story short, yeah, that's our inside joke on oral contraceptives. But on a serious note, oral contraceptives can do a lot of wicked things to the body. You know, even as somebody who has been on oral contraceptives for a lot of my life for endometriosis. And, you know, from when I was younger, I was not using them for contraception, but I was using it to help regulate my cycle. And, you know, gosh, that many years ago, had no idea what I was doing to my body, thinking, oh, this is helping me. And it wasn't helping me. It was probably creating this, making the situation even worse. But knowing now too what it was depleting in my body, you know, like just even B vitamins in general, and even just talking about B vitamins of any woman of childbearing age, what they should be on. But I don't know, talk about your post. It was fantastic.
No, that is
always the big one. And where I really started getting into was working with so many female athletes, like you're saying, even if they weren't necessarily using it for, you know, to prevent actual contraceptive, but, you know, for other health conditions coming on, and just energy levels weren't, you know, as high. And so then when I would do their things, I would see that they were on the, you know, all the various different, you know, oral contraceptives, or it's already depleting your body, your B vitamins, your magnesiums, affecting vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, what are the downstream effects of that is like, well, that can actually cause anemias, you know, anemia is going to have lack of energy. So kind of getting into that whole cycle can mess, so many things up. So I always tell people, or, you know, what, for whatever reason you're using them, be it for contraceptive or water, what, you know, I totally respect that. We just got to make sure that we're getting those essential nutrients into your body, so you are not running yourself completely into the ground. You know, how many people, even yourself or people, you know, where they start up on it and they just, like, energy levels, you know, over time just start to dwindle, or they're starting to have more issues, you know, on whatever the level may be, where it's like, hey, you know, let's try to get in those essential nutrients in your body. That way you can optimize your overall health.
Absolutely. And I can say, you know, looking at it from the standpoint of, I was not taking it for contraception when I was using it for endometriosis, and I always was not compliant. I always kept going off of it because I didn't feel good on it. I hated the side effects from it. I didn't have energy. I felt like I was gaining weight. I wasn't getting what I needed in my body to function properly, whether it was to get, you know, through a workout or just feeling sluggish and, you know, and just not feeling well. So I would, you know, toggle with it. I would go off of it saying, I just don't feel good. I'm not sure if this is helping me with my endometriosis. Why am I taking something that's making me feel so bad, until I would just go through the cycle of being on it, not knowing all of this awesome information, you know, however many, you know, looking at it, you know, almost 25, 30 years later, what it was doing to my body and what it was depleting, and, you know, how important it is to educate people. And especially in your realm, when you're working with athletes, younger athletes per se, that really need to supplement, as well as, you know, I look at when I work with some of my clients, are moms that come to me with, you know, teenage daughters that are feeling same thing, not enough energy. They feel like they're not getting enough nutrition, and they're busy at school, running from school to after school activities and homework. And they're just feeling like they're not having enough energy, whether they're on oral contraceptives or not. And if they are, you can see where you just said, like where you see all of the things that are being depleted. And another one I see depleted when I do like a micronutrient test on usually girls that are in the later teen years that are on oral contraceptives, their selenium levels as well, which is important for so many different things. You know, when we go back to the vitamin K2 and D and calcium absorption and all of that stuff, you know, I noticed that their levels are usually low in that area as well, you know, and how important it is for them to supplement. So, you know, anybody that, especially, you know, women, younger athletes, that the girls that need to be on it, whether for medicinal reasons or contraceptive reasons, you know, it might be beneficial to do a micronutrient test to see, you know, if you are absorbing things properly and where supplementation is needed, and, you know, or even a nutrition plan so that they're eating the right foods and getting what they need.
No, it's big. Like I said, that you know, because there's certain medications that might wipe out, say, one or two different nutrients, which in itself can be really big. But, and I always think about, you know, like we talk about the, you know, the metformin with the B12, where this one, you just hit so many things. Like we were mentioning, your B vitamins get whacked, your magnesium gets whacked, your vitamin C, vitamin E get whacked, and all those have so many different roles within the body. And so that's always, it's always a good thing. So I'm glad that there's people like you who are educating on social, to all your ladies, to all the ladies out there, as well as, what's that?
I'm feeling a post coming on when we get on. I feel like I need to talk to all my ladies today.
Absolutely.
I'm tagging you in it. I'm feeling it.
Absolutely.
Ladies need a know, Sean. They need a know.
Absolutely. Let's get that education out, because those are always the big ones on there. And, you know, I think we went over a nice list of things here, and it's one of those things where there's so many different medications right now. I know, Courtney, and I, we were just kind of highlighting main ones.
Absolutely.
But, like, you know, and it's crazy. And there's a lot of people who are on multiple of these medications. Like, you always think about how many patients do you have that are on a statin, a blood pressure medication, as well as metformin?
Half of them.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, okay, we're not only on one medication that's wiping out a few, but now we have two or three medications that are, again, they're doing their physiological effect, but they're also a lot of collateral damage in the process.
Yeah. And then they're feeling tired and sluggish, and they feel depressed. So now we're like throwing some Zoloft in the mix, and, you know, and and maybe perhaps some anxiety medicine. And yeah, it just keeps building and building. And oh, I'm older, so I guess must be aches and pains. All right, let's throw an NSAID in the mix. Let's deplete some more stuff. But yeah, it's the lists go on, and we only touched base on, you know, a handful of the more popular ones. But, you know, for anybody listening, if you're on prescription medications, you know, your traditional pharmacist might not be able to help you, but certainly going into an independent pharmacy, reaching out to me, I can help. We don't have to be in person. Virtually, we can go over your medication list and see and get you on a good supplement regimen just based on what you're on, as well as Sean. He can help as well. And actually, that kind of segues into our final talking point is Sean has some exciting stuff that's coming out of Hometown Pharmacy in April. So Sean, take it away.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're doing a lot within Hometown Pharmacy is how can we make health, you know, simple? How can we make health easy? So, and we know that it's hard to take a lot of pills in general, whether it's medications or even pharmaceutical vitamins and minerals. Like, I don't like swallowing 12 pills a day. I mean, I will if I have to, but that's not a fun thing.
No, huge complaint from my clients. Absolutely. Yeah.
And so the one thing that we're doing that we're really excited about is we're launching a brand called Willera. And through Willera, we have a lot of cool things coming down the pipe. We have the ability to do food for people, so home delivered meals with all organic produce in it. And then the other part of it is we now have the ability to make personalized vitamin, mineral, essential nutrient supplements specific to someone's body, based off of all the things that we talked about, medications. We actually make it so personalized, we have to use a HIPAA compliant survey in order to personalization it. So there's not too many supplements use HIPAA. So that's, like I said, we're getting really there. But what we're going to be able to do is, based off someone's health conditions, based off someone's medical conditions or medications, we can take into account all these prescription medications and formulate in powder form a vitamin, mineral, essential nutrient supplement specific to your body. The cool thing is it's going to be a flavor. So we'll have like mango, orange dreamsicle, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so now you get something tasty with it. But what I'm actually most excited about is, again, at the end of the day, I'm not a salesperson. I always tell people if I was a salesperson, I would have been fired years ago because I'm horrible at it. But what I am is, what I do feel that I am passionate about, though, is an educator. Exactly. So one of the fun things that we're doing is we're giving everyone away, for all the listeners here today, we're giving everyone a free nutrient deficiency profile. And basically, what does that mean? So basically, we're giving you the HIPAA compliance survey where you can put in your medications, symptoms, lifestyle goals, age, demographics, blood levels, all this type of stuff. We'll actually, once you put that information into the system and submit it, using our scientific-based AI algorithms, we're able to generate a vitamin mineral profile specific for your body. That way, whether you get something from us, you go in and you're seeing Courtney, you know, in the pharmacy, wherever it is, now you can actually have a directed guide in terms of what you need, because this nutrient profile will give you not only the essential nutrients your body needs, but also how much of each one you should be taking and why it's important.
That's awesome. I love it. I think that we need more of this. We need more of that individualized care for people, bio-individualized care for people. Everybody's body is different. And, you know, there's no one size fits all when it comes to any of this stuff, including supplementation. You know, I'm always a big proponent of like test, not guess. We want to look at things. We want to just not throw things at people. You know, like I was talking about magnesium earlier, you know, when you say, you know, what are the five, you know, essential supplements to be on, you can generally speculate that for people and, you know, can do good in the body, but you always have to make sure, you know, with every action, there's a reaction, like we started this with. And, you know, when you take something, there could potentially be an imbalance. So we want to make sure that we're taking things that are right for our bodies personally, and what you're taking might not be what I need to be taking, and vice versa, you know, a teenage athlete versus a, you know, 65-year-old man. So it's so important, this individualized care. I love what you guys are doing. I can't wait to bring it to the pharmacy, to my clients. I think it's going to be great. And, you know, I just thank you so much for being on today and sharing all of the knowledge that you have. I love our conversations, and we need to do this more regularly. There's so many topics that we came across today that we could just talk about in a podcast themselves.
Absolutely.
The number of times I'm like, ooh, I want to do a branch point, like pin this thing. I'm like, okay, no one wants to listen to a 5-hour podcast right now. So I think we both probably in our minds have about 10 different points that we kind of put sticky notes on our wall as we're talking, like, ooh, let's come back this next week or 2 weeks or a month from now. So I think off this conversation alone, we'll be able to generate a lot of good conversations moving forward.
Agreed. There's like 17 bubbles in the air. My friend always laughs at me when we're talking. It's like, all right, circle back around to bubble one. All right, we got to go back to bubble four. Like,
no, that is good. But I think we hit up a lot of good things. You know, kind of as a recap, as I was taking notes, was, you know, the main medications that are big ones a lot of people are on, your high level ones, your statins, metformin, PPIs with any sort of acid reflux, the oral contraceptives, blood pressure, antibiotics. So like I said, if any of those ring a bell in your head, make sure you're reaching out to, you know, Dr. Court, myself, you know, people who are independent pharmacists, making sure that you're asking people about this, ask your doctors about this. Like I said, the good thing is, I always tell people, even with, you know, if someone's not aware of it, is, well, that's fine, because that's always a great education opportunity. So again, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate your time as always, and I love following all the great stuff that you're doing.
Yay, right back at you. Thank you so much for all of the information. And listeners, Sean will be back on again soon. We have so many topics, so little time. We got this.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you so much, Sean. And as always, guys, in the show notes, you can contact me, you can contact Sean, and we can talk about all the good stuff that's going to be coming out in April. And as always, if you need help with your supplements, we are both here for you. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.